Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to DeanNewman.org. This is a special program today. Of course, I'm sure you looked in because today was supposed to be the next chapter in our look at corruption in the intelligence community, and we teased the fact that today we were going to look at the DNI and the NSA and Samantha Powers, former UN ambassador, also Susan Rice. Well, because of some things that happened today, we are going to postpone that for a day because today we need to look at something that happened today, or at least it started today, and we're calling it the Congressional Boondoggle. Today we need to weigh in on the pending boondoggle in D.C. that is the largest financial boondoggle in U.S. history. They are calling it the Omnibus. What does that mean? Well, instead of each House of Congress separately over a period of time creating a budget template, debating specifics that need to go into a spending budget, presenting and debating amendments, talking with voting constituents to get ideas, then reaching consensus, reaching across the aisle in the respective chambers and reconciling a House and a Senate version into an exhaustively researched and debated budget. These congressional members simply sent four leaders into a room, two from the House and two from the Senate. And guess who they were? Of course, from the House, it was Paul Ryan and Nancy Pelosi. From the Senate, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell to discuss a master bill that includes everything. There was no individual introductory debate, discussion, or individual congressional input. These four developed a 2,200-page bill that they showed to no one until 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. There's no way a single member had time to even read the massive legislative bill, let alone understand what is in it. And just 12 hours after seeing it for the very first time, 12 hours, 2,200 pages, the House was forced to vote on it Thursday morning. The Senate must pass it before Friday night so as to have it to the president's desk so he can sign it into the law before, guess what, the government shuts down. Here we go again. Let me ask you, our faithful readers, a few questions. There are 535 members of Congress. Is it reasonable in any scenario for four, just four, of 535 elected congressional members to determine what should and what should not go into a $1.3 trillion spending bill? By the way, that bill, if signed into law, will last only until the fall. It will create by itself an additional $1 trillion deficit increase in these few months. How many of you are okay with just a few of the elements that we know so far that include fully funding with our federal tax dollars, Planned Parenthood, sanctuary cities, building a tunnel between Manhattan and New Jersey, and allocating just a bit over $1 billion to start the border wall when $25 billion was demanded by this president for his willingness to sign any budget deal? Or are you comfortable with congressional leadership forcing vote on this incredible, expensive bill just 12 hours after first showing it to anyone? What does that remind you of? Sounds a bit to me like, remember Pelosi's famous, "We must pass this law before we can find out what's in the law" statement about Obamacare? Are you a tad upset with the president who first maintained he would veto any budget bill sent to him to sign into law that funded Planned Parenthood, funded sanctuary cities, and did not include money for increased southern border security, and fully funded the border wall? House Speaker Paul Ryan visited the White House on Wednesday and reportedly talked the president into accepting this spending monstrosity. Does it bother you just 90 of the Republicans, part of the GOP-controlled House of Representatives, voted against the measure on Thursday? Just 90 voted against it. 145 voted for the bill. Just a note here, in the interest of informing our readers from around the nation and around the world, if you go to dnewman.org when you get some time and scroll down to this particular place in the story, there's a link that you can click on, and it will give you how every member of the 435 congressional members in the House voted on this bill. It's House Bill 1625. Take some time and look at it. It will shock you when you see how many of the leaders from the Republican Party in the House of Representatives voted for this massive spending bill. Does the hypocrisy of the GOP House members who voted yay on this bill shock you at all, especially in light of the fact that virtually none of them, when campaigning for the 2016 election or re-election to their congressional seats, gave even passive support of Planned Parenthood, voting against the border wall, never even thought about fully funding sanctuary cities, and doing so without even taking time to read the content of the 2,200-page bill? I can honestly say I doubt if any GOP House member stated support of any of these positions when campaigning. In fact, virtually all voting against the border wall, all of them campaigned in total support of President Trump's promises when he ran for president. Probably all of these 145 promised to support defunding of Planned Parenthood, to never fund sanctuary cities, and to pass a sensible budget that would either cut government spending or certainly stop its growth. So where does your district's congressional representative weigh in on this? Very early this morning, I sent a text to my congressman expressing my horror at what was happening. Mike, it's Mike Johnson, who's a freshman congressman from North Louisiana. I said, Mike, Dan Newman here. I encourage you to vote against the omnibus bill. I know you are for the common sense process of budgeting, and leadership in the Senate is ramming this spending boondoggle down our throats. They continue to use the shutdown as a threat. It must stop. Please continue to demand realistic spending planning. Thanks. That's Mike Johnson from Bossier City, Louisiana. His reply to me, and believe it or not, he did reply very quickly. Thanks, Dan. The omnibus is an outrageous betrayal of our people and our principles, and I am a definite no. Just so you know, I looked it up. He's one of the 90 GOP congressmen that voted against the bill today. Only 89 other Republicans voted against it. Here's what those 145 Republicans who voted for the bill said to American conservatives, to all of us. If you're a conservative, that means Republican, maybe an independent. This is what they said to you. Nah, nah, da, boo, boo. We fooled you. You thought we were honest, hardworking, that we cared for you and our country. You believed we would vote for conservative ideals that included smaller government, protecting our borders to keep our nation safe, and stop senseless spending, like sending your tax dollars to slaughter another million or so babies at Planned Parenthood locations. Sanctuary cities? Who cares? We certainly don't. You were stupid to believe we would expend any real efforts to ebb the flow of illegals into the country and cut off sending your tax dollars to those cities that refuse to hand over those criminal illegals to ICE agents. Boy, we sure got you. And boy, did they. Can you tell I'm a little bit ticked off? Honestly, this surely is the most tragic event regarding dollars to happen in American history, at least in recent American history. If the Senate passes this bill, and they've got to do so, they say, by Friday evening, tomorrow night, to prevent a government shutdown. How ticked off am I? Before the House passed the measure, I posted this in social media, and this is a quote. If the omnibus bill passes and is signed into law in November, Democrats will regain control of the House and the Senate and then the White House in 2020. It fully funds Planned Parenthood, regulates Second Amendment gun rights, fund sanctuary cities, and no money for the border wall. All things that Congress committed in 2016 campaigns they were going to take care of. Oh, it funds that Schumer pork project to build a tunnel between Manhattan and New Jersey instead of the southern border wall. I should not be shocked because we know how corrupt Congress is. Personal deal making. Why, you ask? No one leaves Congress poor. Their pockets are filled with your hard-earned money they confiscate through taxes for their gifts and contributions to special interests. Fund Planned Parenthood? Another billion babies, another million babies sacrificed at the altar of D.C. greed. That's what I posted today. You wouldn't believe the responses that I got. Seems like most Americans, at least the ones that read my social posting, agree with me. If President Trump, who spent his entire campaign, in many cases nastily lashing out against all of these elements in the omnibus bill, lashing out against the corruption in Congress that allows such things to happen, if he signs this bill into law, he is done. And if President Trump does sign that bill, he certainly should be done. Great betrayal there. I got to tell you, folks, I am besides myself at what has happened today. I've reached out to my two state senators from the state of Louisiana, and I've encouraged both of them to hold up tomorrow. It'll only take a couple of them if they'll hold up and prevent the Senate from passing this bill and throwing it back to the House of Representatives and making this bill get put together the way it's supposed to. It's called regular order, where they debate each individual part of a proposed budget. They do it over a period of time. They talk to each other. They present amendments. They vote them up or down. And they come up with a plan that is good for the nation. And it certainly is not put together by four people. Why in the heck would we elect 535 people and then allow only four to spend $1.3 trillion of our tax dollars the way they want to? It's crazy, folks. It's absolutely crazy. I did not think we were going to see this in a Trump presidency. I'm hoping the president knows for a fact that the Senate's going to turn this down, and that's why he has said that if it comes to his desk to sign into law, he will. I hope that's the case. We'll just have to wait and find out. Thank you so much for joining us today at dnewman.org for this audible storytelling of the boondoggle called the Omnibus Bill. I hope we don't have to talk about this anymore. We'll get back to the corruption in the intelligence community in our next story. So make sure you tune in. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any, here's what you do. Go to the homepage at www.dnewman.org. Down at the right bottom of the front page, put in your email address. And every time a new story goes up, either in audio form or in written form, you'll get an email with a link that if you click on that link, it'll take you right to that story. You'll never miss a story. And of course, anytime you want to unsubscribe, you can do so. We never give away your email address, your name, and we never try to sell you anything, and we certainly don't sell your contact information. This is about us. We're all family. And once again, folks, I really appreciate you joining us here. We express our opinions and our ideas, and we give you a lot of news that you only get here for the very first time, so stick around with us. Tune in again. We'll see you soon. Thanks a lot. So long, everybody.